Thank you for calling the Watchtower Speaks. Our study today is taken from Matthew chapter 24, verses 24 and 25, where Jesus warned us about those who call themselves anointed ones. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I, Jesus, have told you before. Today's message is the introduction to five messages that will follow. Each one in the series will expand the brief statements given here and provide you with a choice as to believe the Watchtower leaders or to believe the Bible. How do Mormons, Seventh-day Adventists, Muslims, and Jehovah's Witness leaders deceive their people? They claim to have some special link to God. Mormons, Seventh-day Adventists, and Muslims' special link is their professing prophet. The Jehovah's Witnesses have a governing body who claims to be anointed ones through whom Jehovah feeds those who are spiritually hungry. This is their claim to authority or their special link to God, which supposedly gives them the power to rule in God's behalf. False Christs generate falsehoods and lies. The first lies that Watchtower leaders have told you is that they are the faithful and discreet slave of Matthew chapter 24. Behold, the truth is, according to the context in this chapter, that anyone who is doing the Lord's will and ready at his coming is considered to be the faithful and wise servant. The second lie is that Jesus Christ is Michael the Archangel, God's first created being. The Jesus of the Bible is the eternal Son of God. The Bible says that Jesus is the creator of all things, not all other things, as Watchtower leaders have falsely written in their version of the Bible. Compare John chapter 1, verse 3, and Colossians 1, 16, in 10 different translations, and see for yourself. The third lie is the claim that the Watchtower organization has restored to God his divine name, Jehovah. The truth is, the name Jehovah was composed by a monk in A.D. 1270 while doing translation work. He constructed the word Jehovah by combining the vowels of Elohim and Adonai with the four consonants YHWH, the Hebrew personal name for God in the Old Testament. The word Jehovah is not found in any Hebrew or Greek manuscript. It was never God's real name in any language. It was first used in A.D. 1270 by a Spanish translator. The fourth lie is that Watchtower leaders have made and given to their followers a Bible which they call the New World Translation. This is a lie because the five men who worked on the translation committee in the governing body, Franz Schroeder, Genghis, Knorr, and Hensel, did not have more than a high school education. Not one of these men had the academic qualifications to translate the three languages of the Bible, Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic. They had put their names in the foreword of the Watchtower translation, as most scholars do, they would have simply been laughed out of town. The names of these men were well known to all the members of the governing body in the 40s, but nowadays it is a well-maintained Watchtower secret, for obvious reasons. The fifth lie is that if you take a blood transfusion, you will be cut off from God's kingdom. Watchtower false anointed ones tell their followers that if they violate their ban on blood transfusion, they will not be resurrected at Armageddon. Many Jehovah's Witnesses have committed suicide instead of receiving medical treatment because of their fear of being annihilated. Yet, in Leviticus 3:16, both blood and fat are forbidden to be eaten. Watchtower leaders have failed to make a distinction here. The eating of animal fat has been an accepted practice by Jehovah's Witnesses throughout their history. If you would like a copy of today's message and other missing facts, please leave your name and address at the sound of the tone and we'll send you the information free. If you're afraid of the Watchtower, leave an address of a friend or relative. We'll send the information there. If you would like anonymously to speak with someone, call Dave at area code 770-614-6618. He can help you to get answers to your questions without jeopardizing your need for confidentiality. Thank you for calling the Watchtower Speaks. Call again next week for a different message.